Okay, good evening. So tonight, we're going to talk about pledging on Shabbos. As I mentioned, we'll talk about Mishaberech Smaliyahs, about giving, donating to the synagogue, pledging to the synagogue, be it on a Yizkor, be it on a yard site, be it in general, by appeals. You know, there's all these stories in the old days. If it get even more serious, they used to have bonds. You know, Israeli bonds. And could you buy Israel bonds? You know, one of the main ways that the state was supported in its early years was Israeli bonds. Is that allowed? I mean, could you buy Israel bonds? I mean, that's really, if you want to talk about it, because you actually still own it, but most people in those days bought it. Many actually, they had a very low return rate because many of the Jews who bought Israel bonds in those first years were doing almost as a donation. Does that make a difference? So let's start at the beginning. So the Mishnah says, the Lamed Vav of Beis and Beitzah. Says the mitzvah, the Mishnah. Kol shechayav alav mishum shvus, anything which is a chiv mishum shvus. Shvus is a prohibition for increase Shabbos. Mishum rishus, things which are a partial mitzvah but not a full mitzvah, we'll see. Mishum mitzvah or mitzvah. So any of these things which are your person's liable on Shabbos. You also would be liable on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah again now gives examples. Okay, actually before that, let's just see Rashi. Kol shechayav alav zok Rashi. We did very safe. So we're talking about rabbinic things. Shlo lasos b'Shabbos. Mishum shvus or mishum rishus. Sheish b'rishus is or rishus is ktsas mitzvah. When it says rishus, it doesn't mean something which is completely voluntary, but it's a ktsas mitzvah. Avolo mitzvah gedola, rishus is not mitzvah gedola, but karvul yos davar rishus. It almost is davar rishus, but yet chazal aser it midivrei sofrim. Or because of mitzvah, there's mamish a mitzvah, and still chazal aser it on Shabbos, chayav nala, alav la shlos as biyomtiv. So all of these things you cannot not only do on Shabbos, but it'll be an isr d'rabanan, in rabbinic isr to do on Yom Tov as well. Says the Mishnah, giving examples. Ve'elohan mishum shvas. Now, we may learn some of these later on. They're all very important things. But these are in order to strengthen Shabbos observance, the Torah asserted. Lo olin be'ilan. You can't go on a tree. You can't climb up a treehouse. You can't, if your ball gets stuck, you can't go up there to get it. You can't get your jacket on a tree. There's a famous story. You know, the stipler was hard of hearing. And the way he became hard of hearing was that he was in the Russian army. He was twice in the Russian army. Twice he got drafted into the Russian army. And one time he was stationed in the army, and the Russian winter was cold, Alex. Maybe Shmuel probably remembers a little better. Cold in Russia?
Depends.
No, February, March? Could be very cold. Could be blowing, yeah. Right? And he was in the tundra area, and it was freezing, and the way is when you had night duty, they would leave an extra jacket out for you outside. And he went out there, it was below zero, it was Friday night. And the guard before him was a guy, and he put the jacket on the tree. And the stipler, the jacket had a hood, he had no hood, and he was in the Russian army, he was in the days of the Tsar, the last Tsar of Russia. And he didn't put it on. And why didn't he put it on? Because you can't go take off anything out of a tray. You can't have anything on a tray. We're not going to those details today, but for the rest of his life, his hearing was impaired because of that. You can't go riding on animals. On Shabbos, and you cannot go floating, swimming on Shabbos. I'll explain all of these, the reasons why. Okay, can't clap your hands. Lo masapkin, you can't clap your knees. Lo maraktin, you can't dance on Shabbos. Right, those are all the shvusim. Right, some is because you'll come to break trees. Some is because you'll come to make instruments. But the Gemara will discuss all of these things. V'ela mishum rishus. These are the things. What about rishus? Things which are quasi mitzvahs. Lo danan, you can't adjudicate. There's somewhat of a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but to be an abeis, then is somewhat of a mitzvah. Lo mekachin, to get married. lo cholzin, to do a chalitza, lo miadmin, to do a yibum. Those are all things of rishus, which are quasi-mitzvahs, not full mitzvahs. What velo emishum mitzvah? What's a mitzvah? Lo makdishin, you can't do something, you can't make hektish. Lo ma'arichin, you can't, what's erichin? What's a homosexual? What's erichin?
Assessment
of yourself.
Of a person.
Right? You assess your value or somebody else's value and you donate that value to the Beis HaMikdash. So you can't do marichim v'lo machrimin, and you can't go ahead and do some, make cherem to make something hektish in a different way to do that. It's cherem, this is usher to me, you can only, and there you can dedicate how that would go. V'lo magbin, you can't take off trumas and maestras, right? So kol elu b'yom tovamru, all of these things b'yom tovamru kal v'chomer b'shabbos. So this whole list, by the way, were things which were on Yom Tov, Kal Vachomer Shabbos. So the Rashi is later on means that the earlier list, which us on Shabbos, be us on Yom Tov, something else. But all these things are us or Derabanan on both. Ein ben Yom Tov and Shabbos, all these with Derabanan are the same, except for Oichel Nefesh Bavad. Fine, that's the general Mishnah. There's lots of these Derabanan, so it'll be us on Rosh Hashanah on Yom Tov and Shabbos. We see here, though, this is where we need to see that. And this is the 4th line on Lamed Zayin Min Aleph, that you can't even do a Dover Shal Mitzvah on Shabbos. Certain mitzvahs you can't do on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. What are those some examples? Ve'elu Hamishum Mitzvah. Everyone got it? 4th line Lamed Zayin Min Aleph. Ve'elu Hamishum Mitzvah. Lo Mekachin. You can't consecrate something for the Beis HaMikdash. Lo ma'arichin, you can't do a case of erki alai or erki sonar to do an assessment and give the monetary value. Lo ma'arichin, you can't say something that is usher to me like cherem, and therefore have go to one of the forms of basic. Why are all these mitzvahs, mamish mitzvahs, usher on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Says the Gemara, gezeira mishum mekach mamkar. What Mekach HaMemkar is usher on Shabbos. You can't do business on Shabbos. So unless you go ahead and do business on Shabbos, you can't do these business-like things. Rashi, Mishu Mekach HaMemkar, everyone got it? Rashi? So Rashi stuck to Rashi, and Tosfos says word for word the same thing. So Mishu Mekach HaMemkar to the Mekach HaMemkar dummy, right? Going ahead and giving to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's a monetary value, whether it's making a chirim, whether it's a ma'amash hektish, is shemaitzim rishus l'rishus hektish. You're taking from yourself, right? You're giving from your bank account a deposit into the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a change of possession, right? It no longer belongs. You may get a mitzvah shemaim, it's a tremendous mitzvah. Think about it, think you're a holy Jew. Great thing. Only one problem. The rabbis don't want you doing these things. Because just like you can't do acquisitions and sales.
This whole thing in Brachos I'm learning with Mr. Gohantev about doing stuff, as long as you do it in a kind of different way.
like
buying meat or something like that, going to the store and getting meat. And
on Shabbos.
Yes. That they're allowing you to do that, even though it looks like, because he obviously is not performing it in a business-like fashion because he's not doing carrying things, for example, instead of carrying things like this,
you're
carrying
them
in front of you. But by doing it in a different way, it's clear to everybody that you're not doing business.
Right, so there are certain ways to do shinoi, and it's certain ways that Chazal follow his business-like. This is not, it's literally a change of, it's a public, it's an explicit change of, by the way, you work for Social Security, right?
I do.
And when it's either yours or the government's, could it be both at the same time? Either somebody gets it, right?
Yeah.
Somebody owns it. At the end of the day, one person owns it. So it's here too. When you give to the Beis HaMikdash, or you get, whether it's monetary, whether it's an item, it leaves your shas. So Chazal didn't like that because of Mekach HaMemkar. Literally, it's a change of ownership. That's, you know, that Meshishas. Mekach HaMemkar. By the way, where's business asr in the Torah? Is it one of Lamed Tes Melachos? Survey says? Absolutely not. So it's also in a mikra. The chesiv mimsochef tzchav adaber dav. Right, the pasuk says shaylin Yeshaya. What next week? By the way, I'm going to learn about giving general gifts to friends. You bring a bottle of wine, these type of things. Giving gifts on Shabbos, right? If you're in general, if somebody needs a diaper, give them a diaper. You're also changing rishas, right? Does that make a difference? The pasuk says one of the most important psukim of all, talking about all the divrei sofer mashav, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, nun ches pasuk yud gimel. So Yeshaya says, and from this we learn many, many halachas. Simtash b'shabbos raglecha, asos chafatzecha b'yom kachi. Rekaras Shabbos Oneg, we learn the midst of Oneg Shabbos. Liktos Hashem Mechubad, Kivet Kavet Shabbos, which is the way you dress. Maasoy Strechacha, Mimso Cheftzecha, Vedaber Dover. So you can only do Mimso Cheftzecha. You can only do. So the pasuk says, Nechmaras Eteretz, and Mimso Cheftzecha, Vedaber Dover. You can only do things which are Shabbos. Anything not, Yeshaya says you can't do. If you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's Rabbi Kiva Eger do? Kiveg in the Gilgan Hashas quotes a Gemara Rashi earlier in Chav Zayin on base. Rashi earlier in Chav Zayin on base also says it's an Isser to do business on Shabbos, but it quotes a different pasuk in Nehemiah. Right? And the last, anyone ever learn Nehemiah here? The Nehemiah. Right? The last parak in Nehemiah, parak in Gimel, Nehemiah chastises the Jewish people for two things. One is for intermarriage, that's the way end, right? Which Ezra deals with at length. And number two is for doing business on Shabbos. So if you look in Perek Gimel Nehemiah, Nehemiah calls them Mechale Shabbos. They're desecrating the Shabbos. Why are they desecrating the Shabbos? Because business was going on in Yerushalayim on Shabbos. So you see Nehemiah calling it Chilul Shabbos, desecrating from Shabbos. So from those, both of these Nevi'im, you see one from Nehemiah, one from Devei Sofrim, one from Ksuvim, one from Nevi'im. We see the Mechach Memchar is Osir on Shabbos. Inami, alternatively, Rashi says Mechach Memchar. It's not that Mechach Memchar is intrinsically Osir. First opinion is that Mechach Memchar is intrinsically Osir, and that's why the Torah says you can't give to the Beis Hamikdash, you can't pledge, you can't give over. He says no, really Mechach Memchar. The real issue Mechach Memchar is Osir l'day k'siva shtar mechir. You're going to come ahead and write a shtar, right? Does anyone get a Mishnah Berach recently in the shul? Anyone get an Aliyah recently?
Yeah.
Make a pledge?
Mm-hmm.
Get an email from Fagan?
Yeah.
He's good, no? Not bad.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's say in certain places they don't have as good memories, Fagan. You start writing down the details, right? You know, you want to get it down on paper. Well, judge, what happens if you don't have a deal on paper?
It's not worth much.
Not worth much. In your court. Not in Hashem's court, though. Right? So there's two ways to do it, right? One way is you write it down, and the second is you trust it. But many people come writing it down, especially if it's more difficult, if it's more there's conditions given, there's tanayim. So we're worried about any change in possession. Problem of business is you'll end up writing things down. You'll take notes. You'll want to write it out. You'll come to forget. Vim toimer, and if you want to go ahead and say that if that's the case, the Mechach HaMemchar is usher, not intrinsically purely over here, because you're worried about writing it down, and therefore here it's an extra thing, because Makdishin and Marich and Machrimen are quasi Mechach HaMemchar. They're not really Mechach HaMemchar. What are we worried about? It's that you're transferring from one possession to another. So he says that maybe it's two Gezeros. It's a Gezer, like Gezer. One Gezero would be what? Mechach HaMemchar atu de k'siva, that we can't do business lest you come to write on Shabbos, and you can't do machrimen or makdishim amarichen machrimen lest you come to do Mechach HaMemchar, which is to write. So it would be two gezeras. So no, it's all one gezera. It's all this gezera that not to do any. So the way Rashi says it is really the gezera is not to do any change of possession, not business. And these are things which are considered change of possession, and therefore being Isser Dirabon. Clear?
Is the first opinion Rashi implying this Isser Duraisa? No.
The first opinion of Rashi Rashi says Asr min ha-mikra. So either it's not going to be Asr min ha-mikra, but it's Medivrei Kabbalah.
Right.
Right. Because you see here that already Yeshaya and Nehemiah assume it's Asr, so it's Medivrei Kabbalah. You know what Medivrei Kabbalah means? It's not Torah Mitzina, you can't call it Isra Deraisa, but it's more serious than Isra Derabanan. The second thing is an Isra Derabanan Atu
Ksivo. Because Gibori implying, it's not implying, it's explicitly saying this Gzeri Mgzeri, so it must be Derabanan.
Right, Derabanan. For the first is Medivrei Kabbalah, second is Medivrei Derabanan. fine. So if you learn this Gemara, if you ask me, if I would only learn this Gemara, it would seem an open and shut case, right? Marichen means I can't assess money and give it. I can't say I'm going to give to the Beit Hamikdash. So what's the difference about Marichen or Machrimen or any of these things and pledging on the Yom Kippur night and the Yom Kippur appeal? It should be the exact same thing. In fact, what do we do here at the Yom Kippur appeal? You know, in the Yitzchak pledges, I started this, by the way. Besides to raise a show of money, which I don't mind doing it ever, but it used to be that by the Yizkor appeals, Sukkot and Shavuos and Pesach, they did not have those cards. Okay, what happened? You come to Yizkor. So I said, first of all, what is the main thing of Yizkor? You pledge, right? Unfortunately, given you've been there, right, you have to pledge, right? What happens if you forget to pledge? Right, if you forget your pledge, you did a neder, your pledge, you said a pledge. It's mamash a nidre mitzvah. Serious stuff. People forget, so they can pledge all they want. The tendency of human beings to forget. So what do we do in the shul? We have the cards. We bend it down. So we remind you. we'll help you, and you help us. Right? It goes both ways. But seriously, why is that not Pashit Usher, what we just saw? If anyone reads this Gemara, to me it sounds it's Pashit, it's Usher. If I would only see Beitza, I would say open and shut case. That is like Marichen. That is like I've pledged it. The reason why I just said you have to bend the card down, because once you pledge it in Halacha, it's not like the courts, right? We pass it, it's off. It belongs to the shul at this point. The shul could have tviya on you, right? If the shul knows about it, right? So now that we do know about it, we have a tviya on you. And if, by the way, if it would be a Beis Din, if we take someone you pledged $500 on Yom Kippur, Yizkor, you'd be obligated to pay it. That is an eder, right? That. So how could you go ahead and do that? I'm not going to get to this any time. So how could you do that, right? Fagin has a good memory, but why would it be if somebody says a Mishnah Berach? Let's imagine you're in a wealthy community. A guy gets something. One guy gives $500, another guy gives $1,800. Another guy gets $3,600, another guy gets $5,400. By the Sephardim, your circles, but the Persians could have 13 aliyahs on Shabbos. They have hosafis. Maybe five, six psukim. You could have 13 aliyahs. Do you think anyone's going to remember? Why are you worried the guy's going to write it down? Even the second Pshat in Rashi. It's an Isser, because you don't worry. The guy's going to lose $1,800, right? You want to lose it? The guy wants to remember the Elias to know what people gave, right? Here, Fagin says you made a pledge. He doesn't tell you what you gave. I know a place where they tell you, you pledged so-and-so. Like, the Gabbai has to remember what everyone gave. Like, they'll email you after Shabbos, you made a pledge for $360, right? So why is that okay? You read this Gemara, if anyone's honest, I'll open a shut case, but we're not done yet. So that's the Gemara on Shabbos. Kuf Nun. 150. So the Gemara is, we're going to start the Dibur Mi Aser. Everyone see Tosfos Omer Adam L'Chavero. It's a third Tosfos on the bottom of the page on Kuf Nun. It's approximately a line below that. It says Ve'er V'Saviyim, and then below is V'Dibur Mi Aser. Kuf Nun, 150. You didn't prepare? You just indicted yourself.
At least I'm honest.
That's good. You get partial credit. Kuf Nun, okay? 150. Alright. So the Gemara here is talking about being soicher poet. The Mishnah talks about hiring workers on Shabbos. We're not going to get into this whole hiring workers you cannot do that on Shabbos, right? You can't tell them to do this, all these other things. So the Gemara wants to ask the following question. When you're talking about things that you can't do on Shabbos, the dibur mi aser is dibur, right? Is that really Isra on Shabbos? Right? It's not a malacha. Is it the dibur in mi aser? Is dibur really aser? Now, if you look at Tosfos on the side real quick, the dibur mi aser, right? Pirish Minat Torah is Dibur Asur Minat Torah. It's an Isur Deraita to do it. Had the Bahamad de Sharin and Dibur Shal Mitzvah. That we're going to see in a second that it's a Dibur Shal Mitzvah is okay. Mechal de Medaraisa Shari. Right? You're going to see it's Deraisa Shari. So could it be that Dibur is Asur? Because the Gemara is going to bring Rayas that you see that Dibur Shal Mitzvah is okay. Where do we see that Dibur Shal Mitzvah is okay? Vaharav Chista. Where's Rav Chista Rosh Hashiva of Shiran? It's been a few weeks. Oh my goodness. A few weeks. Is Zikne Sura?
It's been six at least.
Yeah, it's still. But Rav Hamnuna and Rav Hamnuna, the Amri Tarvayo, they both say Cheshbonis Shal Mitzvah. Mutter Cheshbonis Shal Shabbos. So you have Cheshbonis, you can talk out things which are necessary for a mitzvah. Mutter to do on Shabbos. Vyama Rabbi Elazar, this is Rabbi Elazar Ben Pedasa, student of Rabbi Yochanan. Poiskim Tztaka Laniyim L'Shabbos. You can go ahead and do Poiskim Tztaka Laniyim on Shabbos. You can organize a charity for the poor on Shabbos. So, V'Amar B'Yakov Ar'idi. Amar B'Yechanan. Rabbi Yakov Ar'idi says, Mifachim Pikuch HaNefesh on Shabbos. Pikuch Ram on Shabbos. You can go ahead and be involved in Pikuch HaNefesh. Rashi says Pikuch HaNefesh is Davar Sheis B'Sakana. Right? It's well known that G'dayli Hador, during the Holocaust, were not only were they Shabbos, they went on Shabbos to Washington D.C., right? I once
taking a coat off a tree so that you won't get yourself.
So that's actually that story. If it was actually in Sakana, you know, if you really realize it was absolutely okay. And I'm not going to get to the details. I was giving you and also the story of how he did it. You know, he was in Mamash, it was in Siberia, it was in the tundra, it was. But the point is of course you can pikuach rabim. You can certainly say anything you need. That's pashut. Even in pikuach rabim, which is something which the masses need, right? It's not pikuach nefesh. It's a pikuach rabim. If the masses need something, even if it's not even a no danger, that's a mitzvah. Right? If you can help the masses, that's a mitzvah. V'holchen lepati knesios lepakach oisku rabim b'shabbos. You can go ahead and talk about, like I mentioned, Torah v'das. You know when they did Torah v'das? It was on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur. They went ahead collecting kids. And the yeshiva started over 100 years ago. On Yom Kippur, they went from place to place. Register your kids. You know what it is to register kids? You know, register for schools? They didn't sign the papers, but they had pledges to register their kids. They started getting involved. They went from shul to shul, right? This is a week, maybe it's a weekday thing. No, you can go ahead and do anything which is necessary. You can even go to where the Goyim are. Holchin the Tartiers, to the theaters, the Carcassios, the circuses. This was not Barnum's circus. Those circuses in those days were gladiators and all kinds of other stuff. Baskilios, which is where their parties were. The Fkachal Iskirab Meshavas. You can even go to the Goyim to do this on Shabbos. The Tanbi Menashe, says, Shadchanat Tinokas. You can go ahead and start Shadchanas on Shabbos. La'aris Meshavas, Svaltinok. You can go ahead and get the kids into schools on Shabbos to teach them that. Lamda umnes, to teach them a job. You know why to teach them a job? Look at Rashi. Lamda umnes, to get a kid a job, get a kid into the university. The hanami mitzvah. It's also meant to teach your kid a job. Why? The kol sheinam lamda umnes, if you don't teach your kid a job, malamda listus, you're going to teach him to be a ganav. Umitzvah alfina mikra, bikudushin. It's a mitzvah, so to learn a job. By the way, so if a person's going to school, you are just going to learn code, right? Every day you're learning a mitzvah. You have to have in mind. Malamdus umnes machaber quotes as a shulchan aruch as this chafetz mitzvah. So where do we learn this all from? So what's the gemara learn from? Amar kra, this pasuk from Yeshaya again. Mimso chafetz chaved aber davar. Right? What can't you do? What does Yeshaya scream at the Jewish people? You can't do. Mimso chafetz chaved aber davar. You can't do your business and speak about your things. Chafatzecha asurim. Right? Your business is for Israel, but Hashem's business. You want to be involved in Hashem's business, that's mutarim. Right? Chafetz Shamayim is mutarim. Chafetz Shamayim is mutarim. Right? And you see here that the Gemara says, based on this pasuk, that Chafetz Shamayim is mutarim, only Chafatzecha. Your own personal business is usher. Your wheeling and dealing is usher. Right? You see, based on this, that the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Lazar, before Paiskim stuck on the name of Shabbos, you can give ahead charity from Shabbos." Okay? you don't have to go to Panovich to say this is a stira, right? Here you see, you can, when you give to the poor the money, can you take it back? Anyone survey says? When you say, I'm giving money to Beryl because he can't pay for his doctors, right? Or he can't pay rent, can't pay mortgage. That's from your... What's the difference of giving to this ani versus anything else? Look at Eved Ekshatosis, by the way. It says Taisvis, Nim Tayamar, Matzar Chasui. We don't need this Gemara. Havei Lasui Mosei de Beis Hillel be Perek Yud Zayin. We should learn from Beis Hillel and Perek Yud Zayin, the Toiseftan of Shabbos. The Tani, the Toiseftan says, En Paiskim Tzedakah, Afil Hatsi Yosma. So you can't collect on Shabbos. It's even to marry an orphan boy to an orphan girl. Ve'im Shadchan al Tinokas Li'aris. Can't do Shaduchan because also this is business like things on Shabbos. You know how they did Shaduchan the old days? I'll give you 5 couches and you'll give me 3 ducks. You know, serious business. Part of marriage was a business deal, right? It's not a joke. Till not that long ago, that there was, you know why? Because they got married at very young ages. They were in their teenage years, these kids. They were 15 years old for the boys, 18 years old, you know, 20 years old. Girls were 14, 15, 16. They were young kids. So you want to start them off, okay, you know. So it wasn't just a shidduch. It was, there was talk, you know. So that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel is matirin. So you see what? You see clearly that Beis Hillel is matir. The Tosefta says that. Why do you need a Gemara? You have a Tosefta, which is from the Tanayim. So the Tosefta, no, better to hear from Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, who is an Amira, who is a student of Rabbi Eichran. Why? Because he says, any aniyim. The Tosefta only says for an orphan boy to an orphan girl. Maybe it's only in those cases, those extreme cases. You see from Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas, it's any case of poor. Well, how is that not a stira menei ubei, right? The chayra, that is a contradiction to the Gemara Beitza. The chayra, we have a machlaikis, Beitza, and Shabbos.
You couldn't learn any aniyim if you didn't have this braisa? If you didn't have to say specifically about the name, you couldn't learn from Yatom and Yatoma?
No.
For anything?
No.
So it has to be the specific
name? Yeah, of course, because it could. If the Gemara, if the Tosefta says specific people, right, in your, you're talking about Isser Mecca Chalemkar, Beis Hill, Ishame holds that, even that's Isser, it's a Machlekes, Beis Hill, Beis Shammai, you can't extrapolate more than Beis Hill says. Who says you can do that? Right? Maybe you can, but you need to know, that will be a discussion. Here it's clear, Elazar ben Pedas says that it's mutter.
But it's just more lenient, right? Because Yisoyim are presumably anim, right? Because they don't have much money to make
right,
it.
Right.
They're all anim. Here is more
inclusive. Right. That's what Tosefta says. Now, the Or HaChaim in Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shin Vav, the Torah says as follows. Torah quotes this Gemara. Torah says, V'cheftzei Shamayim Shari. It says, Shin Vav in the Torah. V'cheftzei Shamayim Shari. That doing things, the Pasuk in Yeshaya that says business is Asur, right? It's Chafatzecha is Asur, right? V'cheftzei Shamayim is the Torah. That's what you just said. All these cases are okay because it's mitzvah V'cheftzei Shamayim. What's that? Kagon Cheshbon Shul Mitzvah. Liv Sukt Staka, to do Staka. Liv Kecho Eskirabim. Shai Chetinok Li'ares. Lamdo Sefer or Unus. Okay, to do that. On this, the Beis Yosef, will quote this machlekes. Says Rabbi Cairo, Yeshua, you remember who the Beis Yosef was? Where did he live?
Iraq.
A few weeks. The Ron is flabbergasted. The Ron is, you know what Toma means? He's flabbergasted. The Ron is flabbergasted because the Ron learned these Gemaras. Toma Haran! He can't believe it. It's not like a Tzarchian. Toma! Flabbergasted. Pella! Right? How could this be? It says in Parakashel. In Ron to Pegashal. That's not. We have a Mishnah Beitza. A Makdisha. You can't consecrate. How are you able to do this on Shabbos? Matzasi, and the Ron quotes Matzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Shlo asu el lahakdish. When the Mishnah says in Lamed Vavim and Beitza, and the Gemara says in Lamed Zayin, and it's an Isser Mishumeka Chamemkar, the Rebbe Chanana qualifies that Isser. What can't you do on Shabbos? What's the like Mecha Chamemkar? Lahaktish Kliya Dua. Mishum de Mechse Mecha Chamemkar. Right? If I say, this Mishabura belongs to me, it's a Dirshu. It's Dirshu Mishabura, which is better than the Mishaburas we have here. There's very nice notes on the side. It's a brand new edition. The Shul can use it. If I say I'm giving this Mishnah Berurah to the Shul on Shabbos, that's, I'm taking a specific item and giving it over, the Chayra, right? Or I'm giving it over to the Beis HaMikdash. Kliya Dua, the Shbidachal says.
But the other one, you just pledge, you're not pledging any particular money?
Could you let the Beis HaMikdash speak? Give him a chance. So the Beis HaMikdash, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Doing the Beis HaMikdash says, you can't Kliya Dua, right? But to just say it, Dibur, I pledge to give something. I pledge to give a Mishnah Berurah. That's not this Mishnah Berurah. Lots of Mishnah Berurahs in the world, right? But he says because it says Me'e Marichin. That may work for Makdishin. What's Marichin? Marichin is the value. It's a monetary figure. So he says, Lav Kliya Dua, who Vafilo Hachyasir. So the Ran quotes this Rabbeinu Chananel and doesn't like it. The Rabbeinu Chananel had said, what can't you do on Shabbos or Yom Tov? You can't do a Kliya Dua. Zucked the Ran, I don't understand this. That makes sense by Makdishin, but there's another clause in that Mishnah of Ma'arichin. Okay? Says the Beis Yosef, Benir Ali, now comes Rabbi Cairo, Benir Ali, to Marech Dami Shaper, the Mechach Memchar, that we could coin a Yish Zem Achashna Lotin Arkul Hektish. Right? That's, it's, when you say it's like me, that's a problem, because you're giving, like, I'm giving myself. The way it's nearer, like Mechach Memchar, it's not giving $100, I'm giving me. It says if I'm giving the value of myself, that's like Mecha Chomemkar. If I say I give me $180 at Stockholm, that's not me. That's a monetary figure. But $180, but giving me, that's a problem. Val Kolbo Kasev, who's the Kolbo? Anyone know who the Kolbo is? You don't even know who the Kolbo is.
He's like an Ashkenazi Rishon.
That's. It's like saying who's Rabbi Ami. He's a Babylonian.
At least he's not Sephardi.
Well, he's actually from Provence, so that's like a quad. It's like Provence was like one of these, you know, southern France. Like that time was its own reality. So the Kolbo Mose was the Or Chaim. Rabbi Aaron Miluno wrote the Or Chaim. The Kolbo is a shortened version of the Or Chaim. So the Kolbo calls him the Ches B'Shem Goyin Echad. The Dafka Hektish Mizbeach. The Kolbo says, you know what that Mishnah and Beitz is talking about? It's not just talking about giving to Amachad or to any shul. It's what is it talking about? Dafka Mizbeach Beitz Habayis Aser Shiatz versus the Gavoa. That's going to Rosh Gavoa. That's going to the, you know, Tashem. Literally Tashem. Don't like a Chamemcha. But today, when you give Achshav Shnedun Lakdeisha Sefer Torah. So Torah, or Shemen, to those days they needed fuel for the candles, right? They didn't have electricity. The Chayitzvim Mutter, because it's Shadayin in Miat Shum Davar Shiat Vesuzvim LeMecha Memchar. That's not a whole thing of Mila of Mecha Memchar to going to base. Going to base on Mikdash is halacha. There's Mesektas and Shas that discuss what it means to belong to Hashem. Right? You can't just... That stuff is hektish. It's literally all kinds of halachas. When you donate to a synagogue today, but it's not... No comparison. Don't compare what the Mishnah is talking about. Machrimin, umarichin, umakdishin, all things related to the Beis HaMikdash, or to Berak HaBayis. That's not comparable to our cases today. That's what the Kolbo says. Okay? So far, so good. The Or Zarua. Anyone know what the Or Zarua is? Or Zarua? Shmuel, you look like you're thinking about it.
No worries, he's from Germany, 13th,
14th
century.
He's from Germany. You sound like Adolf. He's from Austria. Everything's Germany. It's all Lebensraum. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna. It was separate then, like it is today. So Rabbi Yitzchak from Vienna was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Paris, Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. He was the Rabbi of the Maharam of Rutenberg. This is important, by the way. He was the Rabbi of the Maharam of Rutenberg, who was the Rabbi of the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Haggai, the Shari Dura. I mean, the Haggai Smaimis was a Talmud of the Maharam of Rutenberg. So he means the word Zarua is Megudoy Le Harishayanim. So Rabbi Yitzchak from Moshe from Vienna, he has a little bit of a different take than the Kolbo, etc. So he says in Chelik Beis, which is on Hilchos Shabbos, it starts like this: Mash Shenoya Gashliach Tzibur Shekoyer BeShabbos BeSefer Tamim. And he sometimes says a Mishaberach. I'm going to get to Mishaberach separately, but what he says like this: When the Gemara says Pais Gilaniyam BeShabbos, the word Zeruah says, you know what that means? If it's going to be used on Shabbos, if an ani needs something on Shabbos, Bo Beyom, you can give it to the ani on Shabbos. You can't do things on, you cannot pledge something on Shabbos for weekdays. If you say, I bend this card down, the kolbo is like, not a problem because it's only based on Migdash, right? The Rabbeinu Chanan is not a problem because it's only Kli Miyuchad. The word Zeruah is coming from it's things that are Tzorech HaShabbos. You know when you can place Kilanim? You know when Rabbi Elazar and Padas hold in Shabbos Taf Kufnun? You can do it when it's a Shabbos need. But if I'm doing a Yom Kippur appeal for 6 months from now, according to Orzeru, it's a no-go, right? It has to be a Shabbos need. It has to be for right here and right now. Bo Bayom, you place Kilanim for Shabbos. Then he has a discussion, which we'll get to soon, maybe another Tzad Heter. But on the Lumdis, he understands that when the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufnun, you place Kilanim on Shabbos, that means because they needed that day. Things which are necessary, which are determinative that day. You know what you can do is scare Rabbim that day when it's Pekuach Nefesh that day. Don't tell me Pekuach Nefesh for 2 weeks now. If that's the case, do it on Sunday or Monday. Don't do this on Shabbos. You know what, Rabbi Aaron Cutler? I had this chus. You know, when I lived in Philadelphia, so I learned B'Chavrusa with Shalom Kamenetsky. It's very, just a Jew or Shmuel Kamenetsky. And my wife, you should drive Rebbetzin Tzvei, there were two great Rosh Hashivas in Philadelphia, Shiva, Rebbe Elia Tzvei and Rebbe Shmuel Kamenetsky. Rebbetzin Tzvei's father was Rebbe Avram Kalmanovich, who was the Rosh Hashiva Mir in Brooklyn. He was the one responsible for getting the Mir into Shanghai, partially, and many, saving many others, Chachman Lublin. So I asked her once, did your father really go on Shabbos to Washington? And she said, like, I asked her, like, she said, of course, do you have a question? That's okay. I was questioning, like, how could he? And she said, of course. And then she actually mentioned he took money, and he put the money on his hat. He didn't carry it. He kept the money under his hat. So it wasn't even in his pocket. It was Mamash Shinoi. So his money was under his hat. But you can't do that if you could do that on Sunday. If it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, you can't. Forgetting that's Chilul Shabbos, but you can't go around collecting things which could wait. So as the rule is the same thing by Niyam. If you don't need the money for Shabbos, you can't do it. It's only because it's a Shabbos need. That's the word the rule says. Yeah.
I'm not sure I understand this completely because, so poskim tzedakah laniyam b'Shabbos doesn't really fit into that because how are they going to use it that day? First, but it's not just that. It's also later, right? We see Tanan de Menashe, right?
Right.
Valtino Kolamdo Omnos. You have to do that on Shabbos.
So he says that it's only if you have that opportunities are the Shabbos. Let me do this again. So anything that you have that obligation, let me just say a little clearer then. You have that obligation that day, which has to be done that day, you could do that day. For example, and on that day, that neem need it. Now to your question, staka. So you don't want your kid to be a bank robber, right? So it's a chiv b'chol shah. Says that, or Azrua, it's a chiv kol shah. That's a father's obligation, just like you have a chiv tamatara, it's a chiv for a father kol shah. Teaches kid umdus. So it's not a problem with shah. It's not like a kuwait tol shah. It's a mitzvah now. It's a chiv now to go ahead and do it. That's how he says it. Alan va tinokis the aris, who vadai lo dam lechamemkar. Like the mixer off of the matzah shah, chamakashas, avahani, He says that these things are being mocked as Shumar, Marichan, and Machrim, and that the basement shouldn't give to tomorrow. There's no reason to give it to now. It's not a chiv to give it to right now. Poisel anim, if an ani needs on Shabbos, it's a chiv now. To get your kid an umnes, chiv now. To marry your daughter off, chiv now.
No, but how could poskim anim of Shabbos make any sense, though? Because, right, if you're talking about, like, giving them food or something.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they're not anim, you can give them food, right?
Well, you don't know that. You have to come next week. That's gifts. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Even if
I want to come to you next week, if I want to come to you next week,
even if you don't give it as a gift,
no, what do you mean?
You could rate us that it's not a gift.
We'll have to see how that. We'll have to see about not giving it. If I come next week to get my neighbor, I say, you know what, Erev's up. Get in. It's a good. Actually, there's a good picture of you in my bris. I bring him a frame to his house on Shabbos. Can I bring him a frame?
No, that's
why?
That's a different issue.
No, it's, I'm saying
feeding someone is not necessarily the same issue as giving someone a gift.
Why? Why? If I how about this? I give him a chont.
That's a different question. Okay, we can talk about that later, about the details of that later if you want to talk. But this is a different question. Even if we let's be really machmir and say you can't give gifts at all under any circumstances whatsoever.
Well,
right?
We'll see. But yeah, go ahead.
Let's say that we're even that machmir. I can still feed him. Right? It's not a gift. I'm just feeding him. I'm hosting a meal.
Oh no!
In the middle.
A meal?
I'm hosting a meal in his house.
What's hosting a meal? What does hosting a meal have to do with what we're talking about? I'm giving things outside your house to a person.
I could host a meal at their house. What's the difference?
No, but we're not talking about that. Let's host.
No, that's the whole point.
No,
the fact that we're not talking about means we don't bring it up.
Even if it's not under your domain. That's
what does that mean, domain?
Because the whole gzera mekach hamemkar is it looks like changing rishos. Somebody's in your house. You're a guest. That's my house. You know why you can't? You know, like the old feeding the animals. You know, in Tashlich, they throw out the bread. It's not your animals. You can feed your animals. Of course you can feed your dog. I'm not recommending you have a dog. But if you have a dog, you can feed a dog. It's not a problem. You can't feed stray ducks bread on Tashlich. So here, you can give to a name what you need. That's what the word Zeruah says. That's what the word Zeruah says. Only Bobayom. You can't go ahead and do things that are not necessary that day. And Machrimen and Marichen, all these things for the Beis HaMikdash, can wait till Sunday. No reason to do it on Shabbos. This is a Torah show. So I want to get a little into the details over here. There's a taz.
Okay, well, can I ask one question?
You can ask another question.
Why isn't giving tzedakah also considered a mitzvah that's all the time, if not all the time, at least every day?
If it's something, you're all bothered with this, or zeruah. I mean, if it's, again, the pashtus of beitzah is it's us, or the pashtus of Shabbos is it's mutter. So the question is how you answer it. So if you hold it's a mitzvah every day, that's true if it's the way that Word Zeruah says, if it's necessary for that day. But if I'm pledging,
your son is not necessary for that day.
No, yes, it is. He is still ready. It's a mitzvah which you can fulfill that day. He already put him on the track.
You could fulfill tzedakah that day also.
No, but tzedakah is not necessary that day. It's different. This kid needs to learn Torah, right? This kid needs to learn a job. You're doing that day. Stalka, I don't have to give it. It's not a mitzvah. I'm a kiyam a mitzvah every day. It's not a chiyav every day. I don't have a chiyav to do that.
Okay.
This kid, if he doesn't have a job, I'm a chuyav right now to teach him an umnes, lest he be a thief. I am a chuyav. That's what he says, chayav kol shah.
So, Stalka, you're saying is specifically mitzvah kiyam?
It's kiyam, right. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's for sure.
I didn't know.
Right? You know, actually, and you learn Shulchan Aruch of Stalka, it's a question of what you're obligated. There is a yearly obligation, but it's not a daily obligation. Yeah, you be kind. You should give this in yonim to give tzedakah. If a beggar comes to you, you have a separate mitzvah to give him. But just push it to go ahead and open your wallet. There's no one at your door, no one, whatever. There's no chiv.
So if a beggar comes to you in Shabbos, there's a rechot, so you give him tzedakah, it's fine?
So that we'll have to say. But l'chora, that's what the orzer is saying. That's okay. You can't give him money. It's moksa. You can give him food, right? And then he can go to his own house and eat it there. That's what the Ezra was saying. You can give the beggar. But you have no obligation to give tzedakah today. I hold everyone's obligation to give tzedakah every day. But the Torah doesn't hold that! You know, maybe Jonathan K. holds that. I don't know. He's listening. I know he's in Omaha. I don't want him to get upset. You know, Amachad. You know, on a serious note, you're not obligated to give every day to the Beis HaMikdash. You're not obligated to give every day to people. You're not obligated to give charity every day. Now, the result is you go for davening. It's a tremendous chus. You have to give meiser, but you can give meiser. You can pick your day to give meiser, right? Pick your day. There's nothing that day. But if an ani comes to your door, it's a mitzvah bobiyom. Hold it, because I want to make sure. Hold it, I got to finish before 1 a.m. says the Taz. I'll be after. The Taz is like this. The Mechaber says also in Shinval, the Chetzei Shemaim are Mutter. Says the Taz, he quotes this Ran, who quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, and he says, according to this Rabbeinu Chananel, im yichad kvar ha-sefer Torah, if you already have designated, if I pick my Mishneh Berurah, I designated this already to give Mevi'a B'Shas is Kanashas, yes, Isser. Because I'm not giving to I'm giving this safer if there's an Isser. The way the Rabbeinu Chananel says this, it's an Isser. He says, people go ahead and they give svarim, or they give gifts to the Shul on Shabbos. But you know, she said, Hamakdish Sefer Torah, someone's giving a Sefer Torah, or something, Kfar B'chol. You know, the old minhag, by the way, in many places, they gave a Sefer Torah on Shavuos. On Shavuos. Right? They would have a Hachnas Sefer Torah on Shavuos. That, you said, Yom Tavet Shavuos, you said, how do you do that? How can you do that? He says, it must be that they're already makdish a sefer Torah, bein ul bein atzma on the weekday, right? On the weekday, that, you know, I brought up the famous story of Reichman, who died on his own hakhanah sefer Torah in 19. The father, all of their fathers, Shmarayu Reichman, died in 1975 on Shavuos, and they built a show where he died, like through Zichron Shmarayu or whatever that show is in Toronto is where he died. But they were walking with the I said this a couple years ago on Shavuos, this whole Gantz and Meisa story. But at the end of the day, they're doing it on Shavuos. How is he able to do it? Says the Taz, you know how Mr. Reichman gave that Sefer Torah? He had it in mind before Shabbos, or before Shavuos. He had it in mind, you know, and he was mocked. She already gave it over just the processions on Shabbos. The whole Yotz Mishra Shavuos before him. That's what Taz says. You can't give over an item on Shabbos. The Taz then says, therefore, if you decide on Shabbos for Yom Tov, that day, to give over a Mishnah Berurah or a Sefer Torah, you cannot do it. You cannot do it. That's what the Taz says. The Magen Avraham, Rabbi Gobiner, says not that way. The Magen Avraham says, which one was Magen Avraham? It's out. Yudav. Magen Avraham says, the Lifts of Tzakva Afgav Eim Akdishin. That's a Kliya Dua. That's like Mecha Machar. But Lo Asu Lechayv Atzva Dibur Legavoa. You're not obligated to do it big Gavora. And he quotes the Beis Yosef and the Kolbo. It's nearly in the Kolbo, where the Kolbo said that you can go ahead and if it's not Dafke Hektish, right, but not to other things, as the Magen Avraham says, nearly Kavanasu Daktishus Didan Chulin. What the Kolbo means to say is whatever we do is Chulin. You know why it's Chulin? Listen to this. Because Yeshu, we'll call yourself Chalakban. If you give a Chumash, you give a Sefer Torah, you give to Amachad, you'll get benefit. You'll come, you use electricity. Right? It's not Me'ilah. The basic Midrash is also Me'ilah. You cannot touch certain things. It's you have no access towards it. Today it's like chulin. You still have a chelik at something. Yeah, you also have a chelik. You know, you have something to in it. You know, you give a siddur. Somebody gave me 2 siddurim this week. I put an amachad label on it. They didn't want to do an honor or remember it, but they come and dive in the shul. They can use a sinner. So it's not Yotzim and Shosu Lagam, right? It's a sinner to the shul, but anyone can use a sinner, right? They still have some connection to it. You're a Yisrael, you give your donkey, no, not your donkey, you give your cow to the base of Mikdash. Say Lavu, it's not yours anymore. I'm not talking about Korban Shlomo here. We're talking about you give it the base of Mikdash. It's not yours. You give the money. You have no right to dictate how it will go. It's not yours. You know, and you can't go everywhere in the base of Mikdash. You could be going to someone in the Kodesh and you're Kohen. Any Kohanim here? No Kohanim. It's it. You're not going there. You have no part of it. So that, the Magen Avraham says, that should be okay. So could you go ahead and give a Siddur or anything like that to a Shul on Shabbos? Taz says you cannot. The Magen Avraham says you could. The Taz is the only way you can do a Sefer Torah, a Siddur, or a Kli, Miyuchad, is by being Makdashit before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah, Chavetz Chaim says on that, Zach Zafta Chavetz Chaim, Velifsuk Staka, Mechaber says, quotes, Rechefti Shamayim Mutter Ledaber Behem, you can say it, Kigor Cheshbon Shalmetzvah, Velifsuk Staka, Ulifkecha, so remember, on Lifsuk Staka, Zach the Chavetz Chaim, expound the Chavetz Chaim, La'anim, you can give stocker to the poor. All the basic classes to the shul. Baruch Hashem, we're okay. I was getting nervous. Close the doors. You know how much money I make on Yizkor and yard sites. Aliyahs would be in big trouble. We need a second dinner every year. Like, you know, we have to bring a second. We have to honor a second person. Have a second dinner. Raise. You have to raise membership. I mean, we would close the door, right? You know. So Lani basic answers. He says that's to give gelt. But what about a zach, an item? Lanadev chayfets. Chayfets al basic chesim. Gam kenoagin ha'olam lahakel. People are also able to give chafatzim, right? I pledge to give a sefer Torah. I pledge the Torah. I pledge to give light for the candles, right? Or they'll give it. Right? How are they able to do that? You need wine for Kiddush. You get wine. You get whatever it is, right? No, those days we don't appreciate our poverty. By the way, like wine for Kiddush in the old days was a sach gelt. You know how hard it was to get wine. You're living in Poland or Russia. You think they had grapevines in Russia? You think you know how hard it was to get? They had to come from some Mediterranean country. You had to be transported. It wasn't like today where you go to. Go to Trader Joe's for $4. You get a bottle of Mavusha wine. It's crazy. In those days, it would be our equivalent of hundreds of dollars. That's what it would have been like. It was a sach gelt, a lot of money. So what about? Could you go ahead and do that? So you can do it. Ilahako. He says, I afal gav damrinan e marichin. The Mishnah in Beitza says you can't be marichin. It's the Chavetz Chaim. Ve machdish meshabes. Right? He says which the Shulchan will explain again in Shulam Mates. Hayu dafka. Hektish mizbeach or bedek habayis, aval hektishus didan is mutter din hektish shem hektish elachul on henu. That's the Magen Avraham. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Magen Avraham. Then he says, "Mikol malakom nelas lechatchila nachum lezar shem hektish." If you makish is a chefetz, you do it b'Shabbes. If you're going to dedicate something specific, you go and say for Torah, a sefer Torah or a Torah, the crown to a sefer Torah, you should makdishenu bepiv me'erev Shabbos. I feel pain of an atzmon. He says you should be machmer lechatchil like the taz. But as a filo meviu b'shas b'zeknesses, it's a piersum, right? It's a piersum. I have a lifsuk moslet staka to give money to charity. V'lo chevet zedua, not a specific thing. Mutter a filo lechatchil b'shas b'kuliyama. That time the asul lahakdis shumishum davi mekachomemchar. Shemot zehachevis mershus loshes acher. That's not by mammon. So it's nice, the chiddush, it's not my mom. That's for sure okay by money. V'u'adink she'en miyachad ha'chifetz b'Shabbos, right? Or it doesn't mean miyachad, I'm going to give a Sefer Torah. On Shabbos you call, I'm giving a Sefer Torah. I'm going to give a chumash. Not this Mishneh Berurah, not this chumash, the Chavetz Chaim says. That will also be okay because it's not a dime or shusso. You don't even own it. Eichler's owns it. Art school owns it. You know, or you have 15. You don't even know which one it is. You haven't picked. I'm giving a Sefer Torah. You have 15 Sefer Torah. Which one is? I don't know. So he really hasn't given out. It's a pledge, but it's not an actual thing, says the Chavetz Chaim. What about a Mishneh Berurah? So I mentioned that the Orzerua, when he starts this whole thing of Bo Biyom, he gets into it because he talks to Mishneh Berurah. So I don't want to go through the Orzerua is long. But the Darche Maisha, thank you, actually, the Orzerua took it personally because it just fell down. HebrewBooks.org is unbelievable, by the way. You get any Rishon you need at HebrewBooks.org. It's an unbelievable resource. Including the Orzerua. But the Darche Moshe quotes part of this Orzerua. Darche Moshe says like this, on the tour, he says that Katsav Orzerua, B'makom Shinoagin, Shinoisim Lekara Mishneh Berurah, he called up for Mishneh Berurah, we know the Davar Ma, let's stock out the Chazan. He gave, in those days, he gives the Tzachar to the Chazan. Pay the Chazan directly, the Shlich Tzibur. You know, Andy could be a rich guy up there, or the person leaning, you know, the Shlich Tzibur. You give to him. Who pay? How did they get paid? With a job they prepared. They had the haftarah from cloth. They prepared the davening. In those days, you know what davening was like? They didn't have siddurim. You had to memorize it. It was not a small thing. So pay the chazan. Rav Yo Oyser. Rav Yo the Avi Ezri. Rav Yo. Hagomugoinim. Right? Actually, the Rav Yo was the Orzerua's Rabbi's Rabbi. Rabbi Yo is G'dayle Rishayim, quoted dozens of times in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, hundreds probably. It's having Ki'ilu Makdish B'Shabbos. So the Orzerua, it doesn't sound like he's okay with this. He's not okay with this, Mamanis. The Chavetz Chaim Kiyot, the Orzerua and the Rav Yo are not okay with that, okay? But in Yerali, the Ramah says, you know what, the Chavetz Chaim is okay because the Ramah is okay. The Ramah says nearly the whole of Ein Omer Beferish Mashanader. It's like he's saying Mashanader. It's Rak Omer Tivarcheni. Omer Kriyat, you really want a bracha. You want the Mishnah Berach. You're up there for the Mishnah Berach. Right? So it's like if you say, some people say Matana. There are a few people, by the way, they say Matana, and every time they give a lot. I don't want to say how much. A lot. So it doesn't mean Matana, but they don't say what it is. So Matana! Not saying, right? So we have to see, make sure maybe saying the donation is in this prop, maybe it's not as good. Mashu Sutan. See the minig lahaka b'cholyan. See the minig to be mekel in Gansen, like the Chavetz Chaim says, Mishnah before this document says. The mutter lifts a stucca. The Mishnah Gemara says in Shabbos lifts a stucca as mutter. So even though the Rav Yoh and the words are hold not that way, right? The words Zeru has to come out this bobiyom type thing. He's pledging to the shul, pledging to the Erev, you know. Yeah, even if you, the Erev will be eventually on Shabbos, but it's not Pobayom, right? So they would say, you can't do that. You cannot do that. No, they're understood. The Darche Moshe says, Murtel of Stokka, don't mitzamsen. He's kind of going like the Kolbo. That's only by Hektish, but to be Lifsok, Stokka Ligamre is okay. Okay? So according to the Darche Moshe, that's where the Ramah is going to pass against Beferish. It's okay, I must say explicitly, this dark emotion is quoted in the Ramah over here. That is, Raminic Gans Klai Yisrael. Listen to the Ramah. Yishon the Makush no Gelit in the Kor Betar Mishaberch, when you study the Chazm, the Aser B'Shabbos, Lifsok Kama Yithen. So you should, some say you should only say Matana, right? I'll give you Matana. You should know, today some people want to give $18 and they're embarrassed. Matana. Some people want to give a lot of money, they're embarrassed, they want to see a lot of money. It goes both ways, right? But that's not how Matana started. The reason some people in the old days gave Matana is because they didn't want to say what they were going to give on Shabbos. They didn't want to articulate what they, because it was a halakhic reason. Today it's like a default for me, which is fine. It's not, it goes both ways. Some people don't want to give too much and say publicly, and I can tell you from the show it goes both ways. But the reason that language started is it's like, you know, unbelievable. You know, you can get to do your whole life and not realize that there's a halakhic reason. That the reason they say Matan Le Beis HaKnesses was because there were Yidin who didn't want to say a number on Shabbos Kodesh. Right? The Ramadan says, V'aminig lahakol, da'amotu lefsuch tztaka, it's motu to give tztaka. And by the way, sometimes if you're going to give Matan, I'll encourage other people to give, say it out. Like, I always, on Yom Kippur, I don't give $1,000, I give $100, or I give Blender or Rosh Hashanah. I say it, because I want people on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to feel, the poor rabbi can give someone else. But, you know, that's not the biggest, but yeah, I say it, you know why? Because the Ramah is matter, at the end of the day, and if it encourages people to give more Shonim Kippur, it's a merit. But if someone gives it a matana, there's a tzad to say, like the Orza Ruah says, you can't go ahead and spell out what you're going to go ahead, give ahead. The Ramah is Mekel. The most controversial is like Yehuda. You're the only, Shimon, we have two Sephardim over here, we can pick on you. Right? Two Sephardim. No Chassidim here. Any Chassidim? You're a secret Belzer?
I think you
can answer
that question.
Dancing in your room by a breast you're dancing to display to this, right? The Hasidim also. Selling aliyahs.
You don't pick.
Selling aliyahs. You think about this. Listen to this. Look at it. Selling aliyahs is much more common. Think about this right now. When you sell aliyahs, you're bidding for something. You want to talk about Mecha Chamemkar. You want to get Mafter Yonah. $10,000, $12,000, $15,000. Anyone go to Jason Dinner Sunday night, by the way? Anyone there? You were there. It was like this auction. There, $100, $500. Go, like, that's how I do it. You go to a Chesisha place, and the numbers can go way high. You know, and some of Murray Pinto's place in L.A., they went. I once like, I heard a crazy number for like Psycha Vanilla. It was like hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the, how do you get there? You're spending 20 minutes bidding. Now in the Katamon Shtibloch, 5 shekel, 10 shekel, okay, they're begging you. You know, I once said $10. Whoa! Well, I'm an American. An American. You know, the American kid. You're like an American. You know, you're the beast. You know, it's an American. But by some of these Sephardim, woo! In Israel, it's not like that, by the way. It's not like that. You go to America to the Syrian communities where they have gelts, where they're business people.
In Israel, it's now you can buy 50 shekel, it's great.
Yeah. Here in Israel, and you go to you know the Khalibis, Aleppo, from Aleppo in Brooklyn, numbers are astronomical. I mean, it's really, they can go through the roof.
But whether it's what? Tens of thousands.
So if it was by Satmar on certain things, even by Tabat for the Rebbe, they'll go for extreme numbers. How is that okay? You know, these things, you're literally, not only are you stipulating numbers, you're bidding against each other, okay? Listen to the Magen Avraham who doesn't think it's okay. Okay? Listen to the Magen Avraham who actually doesn't think this is okay.
It's not only Hasidim who do that, right?
What?
It's not only Hasidim who
do that. Hasidim and Tzvarim.
I've seen Ashkenazim do it. On Yom HaRaim.
Let's see if it's okay.
Okay.
Let's see if it's okay. It's true. My father is, a chairman of the board. They auction off chas and brejus. They actually offer on chas and Torah for who buys it for the. I mean, the simchas Torah is war. Yom Kippur is also, it's war, and it's not color war. It's money war, right? How is that okay? Right? Listen to the Magen Avraham. This is the Magen Avraham Shinvav in Hilchos Shabbos. He quotes the Yamshal Shlomo, the Marshal. Marshal is a contemporary of the Ramah. He was Megiddoli early Achrayim. Also, was in Krakow. Quotes the Yamshal Shlomo. This is in Poland in the 16th century. Perkei the Beitza. So the Yamshal Shlomo is on this on the shtickel on Beitza. Chazal mitzvahs. Someone's going to call the mitzvahs. Mi yitein yaser. Who is going to give more? It's more close to Mecha Chamemkar. So even the Magen Avraham was makel, right? It's makel even to give an item. But that's like business. That's like a shock. It's very dummy to Mecha Chamemkar. But Hayamir La Asr, it seems to you should ask your emotion. Nemer Shein Shaykh Mecha Chamemkar, unless you would be a very liberal interpretation of what it says, Chafti Mitzvah. There is no concept of Mecha Chamemkar whatsoever by mitzvah. The minute Chafti, you take the Gemara literally, the Chafti Shamayim, there's no concept of all, at all, of it. Right? That's a minhag b'doichak. Right? That's a minhag b'doichak. The Yamshel Shlomo, which the Magen Avraham is quoting, doesn't like this idea of bidding for aliyahs and bidding for mitzvahs. But he says, v'knias mekomas, to buy your seat on shul, certain shuls you have your seats. It's your seat. They kick you out. Eventually you get a name tag and you put an embassy on there. Right? The Chen Knis Etrog, if you want to go ahead and buy an Etrog on Shabbos, even though you're going to get, Kal Achra Kumar Mitzvah and Aser, that's for sure Aser. Then he says, in Austria, to Koma Shote Pivlit and the Stakafil Kanachavera Mitzvah, in him can have a kitzitzas, davlatzerach mitzvah. There's people buy other people. Then he takes this discussion about buying other people's mitzvahs. You're doing a mitzvah this week. You have a guest over. Can I buy your hachlas sorachim? Can you go on a Shabbos? People like that don't talk today like that, right? But once upon a time, the achronim had like shilas and tshuvas. Like, could you sell mitzvahs? You had a schus. Can I buy that schus off you? Is that okay? Is that business-like? I don't want to do that right now, because that's not what I'm going to do, Mechim. We're doing charity. But it gets into that discussion as well. Could you buy somebody the mitzvah on Shabbos? Well, if you say it's Chafs HaShamayim, if you want to be really okay, everything, it's buying a mitzvah, that's okay, right? And then he would say it's not okay. But it says the Yamshel Shlomo, which the Magen Avraham quotes the Halacha, that really it's nearer Ka'asr. It's nearer Ka'asr unless you want to have a very broad interpretation of... a broad interpretation of what it means. Chaf Shishamayim is Mutter. The Vilna Goyin in Maestro, the seventh Maestro Rav, he said that they bring down the Grow is Hikbid, Lo Limkar, Lo Elias, the basic Knesset, Beshabbos, the Doim, Le Mecha Chamamkar.
Grow?
The Vilna Goyin. Hagra, the Vilna Goyin. The Grow was Makbid not to sell Elias, not to bid on Elias. $50, $500, Chazan Zayra, $100,000, $200,000, none of that. That's too much like Mecha Chamemkar. That's what the Vilna goes. What does the Chavetz Chaim say? Shtei in the Chavetz Chaim. By the way, this Chavetz Chaim gets into all kinds of things about buying and selling mitzvahs, also giving matanas to people on Shabbos for mitzvahs. So we'll get into some of this next week, giving gifts to chassans and kalas. Maybe you're making them happy. I'm not doing all that. What about buying and selling an aliyah? So he says, Lifsuk Tzedakah. He says, Afilu Chazan Asher. Even if the Chazan's Asher. So if you're getting into the Chazan, that's like many places did in the old days, he could have been a wealthy guy already. You know, he's not a poor guy. So if you want to say he's Lifsuk La'anim, if he'd be poor, so you have more, it's more. It's another tzad. Let's imagine that the Sheikh Tzibor is a wealthy guy, right? If you have a doctor who's wealthy, do you pay him? You can't say you're wealthy, I'm not paying you, right? If the old minhag was to give to the chazan, it didn't make a difference if he was wealthy or poor. So imagine the chazan is wealthy. So you can't even call it lifsuk la'anim. You're giving him, you know, you want the mishra berach. You want the mishra berach. It's a tzorach mitzvah because you want the mishra berach. Those who aser, like the Magen Avraham and the Amshel Shlomo, like the Vilna Gaon, who's Makbid, in a place where they are Mater. They have a tzad to be like, well, then he goes ahead and asks buying and selling seeds, stuff like that, mitzvahs. The Aruch HaShulchan of Epstein, who's in the Vardik, the Rav in the Vardik, Ma'amish Aruch HaShulchan, so he also asked this question about buying and selling Elias. And he quotes the Magen Avraham, and he quotes the Tanai, and in the end he says, U'mina Yisrael Torah. Now, obviously, in many places in Lithuania as well, they were going ahead buying and selling aliyahs. They ain't lefak fake bezek klal. Don't have any pickbook. Totally, Aruch HaShulchan says, ain't lefak fake bezek klal. Right? He says earlier, it's shivo damim. It's not you're giving it afterwards. He actually brings down, and the minhag was in many places, wherever you bid, you gave, even if you didn't get it. So if you bid $10,000 for chasen brachus, and then for $12,000, you gave your $10,000, because you actually modded yourself to give at least $10,000 to the shul. Right? That was whoever bid. Now you thought before you bid. By the way, you have to have your feet in the game for that kind of bidding, because the minhag, he said, was minhag of chasidim hakadmonim. Whatever they would have bid for the liya, even though the second gave more, because k'nayda letzdaka. He says lamaisa. It's a neder b'tnai, so it's not a neder, right? If you said $10,000, it's b'tnai you get the liya, so it's not a neder. But at the end of the day, the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's minhag shel Torah. That there are those machmirim, but certainly if people in places do it, it's okay. So just to sum up,
so does the reason Sfardim rely on this?
Yeah, minhag.
Sfardim holds it, the Sfardim would hold, like the Yom Shlomo said, that any chafetz shamayim is okay, and they'll tell you, and they're right about this, that they'll raise a lot more money doing this. There's no question you make more money for the shul. So if you hold tzedakah for the place, that's a good way to get it, right? And it's all for the mitzvah. So just to sum up, it's a machlok, it's beitza and Shabbos, right? Beitza says you can't give anything machrimin, marichin, or makdishin. Shabbos is your place can lani mishah. And in fact, Shabbos is kufnun that in fact any chafte shemaim is mutter, right? Any chafte shemaim mutter. Whereas the ruin wanted to qualify its only things for that day. The kolbo wanted to say, no, anything which is not the Beis HaMikdash is okay. Right? The Beinu Hanano wanted to have said, it's only that you can't do a chefetz. By a chefetz, the taz was machmer. You shouldn't give this chumash to Sefer Torah, so you should be machmer before Shabbos. The Magen Romans even make go by that. The Mishmur says, you should try to be machmer to have it in mind before Shabbos. And that Mishmur Berach Lalias, the Darche Moshe, the Ramah, and the Marmah is Mekel. That where Zaru and the Rav Yah say, you shouldn't say a specific amount. Say Matana, the minhag is to be mekel, and that's surely what Rashi Yeshiva and many Gedolei Hador do. But the idea of Matana comes from that you should not specify. What is the most controversial, albeit done in many places, is to buy and sell aliyahs, buy and sell kibudim. That the Gra and the Magen Avraham hold you should not. I'm quoting the Yom Shel Shem Shel, you should not do. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Lamal Chos, or Chashokat, to make so Torahen. if you the way they're coming, it's chav shemayim mutter. Where I think it's pashit is that Israel bonds, although it's a very chashah thing. Do it at your dinner. Do it on a Sunday. Do it on a, that. If you hold spying and selling aliyahs is usher, an Israel bond, which gives you interest, right? Which was a bond, which is a vehicle of doing it, l'chor be usher, unless when you bought that bond, you really weren't buying a bond. You were purely giving it to tzedakah. You had no intention of buying a bond. Otherwise, there's always those Israel bond dinners, right? In the old days. Don't have it today. It's not a thing anymore. You know.
What?
Nothing bond. The shteich.
Chumashu. It's obligation.
Obligation.
Should he
bonds. Yeah, in the old days, see, you don't even have a karsa tova to us Americans. Your most of Israel was financed. A lot of their infrastructure projects were financed in the 1950s and 60s and even 70s by Americans buying bonds. Before America gave aid, before Israel was a first world economy like it is today, and it was a third world economy, and Americans bought bonds for generations. So I never heard them doing it on Shabbos. I was just bringing that down in the case. I have seen that Reformed temples, not today, but I read books in the early days, the Reformed temples would do Israel bonds on their Shabbos. I mean, they don't know better about this Gemara or any other halacha. Did you remember growing up doing Israel bond pledges on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur?
I don't remember on Shabbos, but I do remember they had them.
What else were you there in temple? That's what they did it. What else? They didn't come for Maariv on a Tuesday night.
The building was closed.
So jokes aside, doing that on Shabbos Yom Tov would not be, or anything like that. You know, having a scheme where a shul can make money, even l'chora, right? Where it's a fundraiser for a shul by buying into a building and getting margins, like these type of things. If already buying and selling aliyahs is near lemech chamem chayshon do. Anything complex like that should be done, and it's a mitzvah to do. It's a great thing to do. To be done on Shabbos. Next week, we'll learn about our wine, our frames, and things like that. Thank you.
Beknis is a grow. Yom Kippur.
They do it.
Yeah. But I had this. I was laughing the same thing over the summer. I was in the shtiblach, and there was
who's the brother now?
Of the shtibble?
Yeah, of the Grumman. Who's the brother? Who's the brother?
No, Rav Rosenthal.
He's still the brother. He still goes?
Yeah.
Next time you're there and you see him, if you're there, ask him that. Like,
okay.
Ask him, say that that the Grumman, Meisirav, Tesas Meisirav says you shouldn't do it. What's Pshat? You know, listen, Mamashiru is Michael. And
it was even in times of Shemazan Olof.
Yeah, so they're not following the Gemara, but just ask. I'd be interested to see what they're going to rely on what we've said, but you know, do they follow Omen Hagigra?
Yeah, sure.
So then you should ask them if they're following Omen Hagigra. You should ask.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. They're not the only ones either.
You have
a lot of.
Listen, at the end of the day, if you're doing fundraising for a show, it's a much better way to do it.
A lot of the shuls, they don't say, maybe it's a Yishami thing. So on Shabbos, they don't say, After in the Maariv, instead of after Yechul, and then.
They also don't say out loud. Right, and they won't say Vidaber on Yom Tov, right? They don't do that stuff. That's Minhag. That's Yerushalayim in general, many of the shuls do. That's like, you know, they even in places that don't follow Mamish Minhag Gra, they don't do that. Like, the, I think, what I was going to say is, at the end of the day, this whole concept is, it's interesting today. If you like, you know, by Sfarim and Chassidim, that's totally normal. But when I've seen it, you take a not from person into these places, or even an Orthodox person who's not used to it, it seems very like odd to them. Like, sure. They look at it as like, if you haven't been around it, it like sounds so money-ish. Like, you take a person like a less from person, or even a from person who hasn't been exposed to it, it seems like, so this is what you do in a shul. It's like, this is how Shabbos is. Like, I've heard those comments. From people, people could afford it. Not people can't afford it, but they have a turn off on it. So, like, you know,
still recording, so I won't say. But
I'll turn it off.